Welcome back to the Bromar Show. It is your boy Bromar back here again with another episode. Go ahead and follow the Bromar Show on whatever platform you are listening to, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Play. Also, don't forget to follow the Bromar Show on social media, on TikTok and Instagram, which is at the Bromar Show. And don't forget to follow the art page at Slushy Art on Instagram too, which, hey, it's been getting some traction with that Vegas piece I did. Speaking of that, before I go into any further details about what I'm going to talk about, let me quickly mention that we're going to try a little something different here on the Bromar Show. Here in a couple moments, we're going to bring in another person to the Bromar Show, and they're going to showcase their new segment piece. And that's pretty much the details right now that I can give. We're waiting on the person to get here. So the reason why I am doing this is not only just to add a little spice to the Bromar Show, but your boy here is getting ready for his flight to Las Vegas. Yes, your boy is going to Vegas. Now, I've been to Vegas before, but I've only been to Vegas as quote unquote a business trip, which honestly, it ended up being more of a vacation than a business trip. So this was way back in 2017 when I first went to Vegas, and I had a lot of fun. It was a blast for sure. I went with the student management team at the time that was at the college radio station. And there's this huge conference that happens every year in Las Vegas where it's basically all the radio and television producers from all over the world, and not just major producers, but like also college students and professors show up there. And I mean, it was still a blast. You know, we got to learn a lot about being on radio or being in the communication industry or the broadcasting industry, to be more specific. And it was a lot of fun. And your boy is going again, but I'm not going for a conference. I'm going for a vacation. And this time I will try my best to explore it outside of Las Vegas, because look, the strip is fun, is great. And I could involve myself with some of the degeneracy that happens there, like gambling and partying with a bunch of hookers, you know? I know, sounds like fun to a lot of y'all, but I also want to explore life outside of Las Vegas. By the way, I do recall there was someone in the Circle of Outstanding Podcasters, or the co-op group, the group I am in. One of the members is currently residing in Las Vegas, if I am recalling correctly. So I might hit them up and see if they're down to hang out, because while I am part of the group, I haven't met the members in person. Well, mostly because this group was started right around COVID is when the Circle of Outstanding Podcasters really was rolling. And, you know, we weren't allowed to travel, go outside, and etc. But now that, you know, coincidentally, we just forgot that that whole thing happened. I don't want to bring any conspiracy theories about this, all right? I'm just having fun with this. But whole point is, I haven't met any of the members in person, and I would say this would be an excellent opportunity to at least meet one of them. So if, for some reason, one of the co-op members happens to listen to this podcast, I am going to be in Vegas for a couple days. So if you happen to be free or available around the time that I'm there, I'm totally down to hang out. So now it looks like our person is ready to showcase the new segment piece on the Bromar Show. I know we had so many new of them, but I would say this is going to be different because this is going to be another voice you will be hearing. Rachel here was found at 11 Labs, and what she's going to do is she's going to showcase this new segment piece for the Bromar Show, and your boy is going to dip out, get ready for his flight, and she's going to basically close the show. I know, you could have been like, well, Bromar, isn't this whole thing edited? Yes, yes, I know it's edited, but trust me, I just want to know if you would like this person to come back or not. That's why I decided to give Rachel here an opportunity to showcase this piece. So let's stop beating around the bush and goofing off because your boy's got stuff to do. And let's let Rachel here showcase her piece. So go ahead and take it from here, Rachel.
This new segment is called The Social Sphere. Today, we have an intriguing story that highlights the unexpected twists and turns that can occur in the world of social media. But before we dive into that, let's take a moment to explore another fascinating topic, the rise of subscription-based content platforms and their impact on modern media consumption. Over the past decade, we've witnessed a significant shift in the way people consume media. Traditional models, such as cable television and print magazines, have taken a backseat to digital platforms that offer personalized, on-demand content. One of the notable trends within this landscape is the emergence of subscription-based platforms like OnlyFans. Platforms like OnlyFans provide creators with a direct channel to connect with their audience and monetize their content. From exclusive photos and videos to behind-the-scenes access, subscribers pay a monthly fee to support their favorite creators and gain access to premium content. This model has allowed individuals to build their own brands and cultivate dedicated fan bases, often blurring the lines between entertainment, intimacy, and entrepreneurship. However, as Talia Madison's story showed us, this new era of subscription-based content comes with its own set of challenges and consequences. It raises questions about the boundaries between personal and professional lives, privacy, and the potential impact on real-world relationships. While platforms like OnlyFans have opened up opportunities for content creators to monetize their work, it also highlights the need for individuals to navigate this new landscape with caution. Balancing personal choices with the potential repercussions on their personal lives is a delicate dance that many creators face in this digital age. As we explore Talia Madison's experience and the impact of subscription-based content platforms, we're reminded of the ever-evolving nature of media consumption and the complexities that come with it. That wraps up this segment of The Social Sphere. I'm Rachel, your host for The Social Sphere, signing off.